Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We've talked about Champions League. Had a really good match today with PSG and Arsenal. I think Barcelona will not maybe entertain us as much in terms of keeping Inter around tomorrow. Who knows? Look, this is what Inter does. They have been a team that has been historically a good defensive team. They're just struggling to score goals at the moment. I don't think they stay in this. I think Barcelona takes control of the tie tomorrow, and then they're just going to have to hold on when they go to Italy. Speaking of a team that is struggling to score goals, that would be Atlanta United. This is a team that has not scored in the run of play in a long time. It has had back-to-back 3-0 losses, three straight clean sheets. Game before that, your goal was from the penalty spot. It has not been good for Atlanta United, and it's really hard to quantify. I know people will try. I get it. That's the job of everybody who's going to talk about the sport. I get it. This one's confounding to me because on paper, you could argue that this is the deepest, most talented Atlanta United roster that the team has ever had. Right now, and it's always funny to see how things change. For example, the ratings of how the off-season transfer window that just closed last week, the main transfer window for Major League Soccer, the ratings of how teams did in that were very different going into opening day compared to now. Even though a team like Atlanta didn't add anybody else or lose anybody else, but that rating changed. What that tells you is this roster is not the issue in terms of talent. What the front office did in the offseason is not the issue in terms of bringing in talent. You look at the numbers of what they're producing. I mean, going into the Orlando game, it's really weird to see a team that is in the top 10 in terms of shot created actions, in terms of key passes, chances created. And the same team that is in the top 10 in giving up the fewest numbers of shot created actions and chances created not be anywhere near the top 10 in the league. And that's Atlanta United right now. And that, when you start to try to figure out why a talented team that has played well enough to create those metrics, and these aren't subjective metrics, these aren't even something like possession that you can judge in different ways. I mean, it's pretty clear when we're talking about actions that create shots. Shots create goals. Kind of hard to score goals without shots. It can be done, but it's just not typical. Chances being created. Again, chances create goals. Sure, you can score without creating a chance, but it's not all that common. And when you're creating a lot of those and you're not giving up a lot of those, it's very weird to be in the position that Atlanta United's in. Now, the Orlando game, you didn't create enough. You weren't dangerous enough. And you weren't good enough defensively after you conceded the opening goal for that trend to continue. And something I said on the call that the feeling has stuck with me ever since Saturday. It's a team that feels like they're playing with a big weight on their back. And that weight, is it pressure? Probably. Is it anxiety about how things are going? Yeah, I think so. Is it fear of how things are going and fear about what was a promising season walking in the door is not that right now? Yeah, it's a team that feels like they're playing scared in a way. And the Orlando game was where that really felt that way to me. I'm going to put my hand up. I hate doing this stuff, but it's just where you are right now with this conversation. I do want to clarify a couple things that I feel like are getting lost in translation when this team's being talked about. I talked about it with Chris Thomas earlier tonight. The mental side of the game is a huge factor in where this team is right now, in my opinion. And that goes back to things like pressure and fear and anxiety. And it feels like a team that is being suffocated by those things. That doesn't always show up on stat sheets. That doesn't always show up in terms of what things look like. I think there's been some narratives out there about the team doesn't care. Stop. Again, just stop. Like, you don't know. You're not in that locker room. If you go and ask the players on record to tell you that, and they say that, and you got video of it, and it's not doctored, and they're telling you these things, cool, we'll have that conversation. They're not, and it doesn't look that way in training. And that's something that really stood out to me today watching training. And I asked Brooks Lennon about it. I'm going to play his answer here in just a second. You know, this is a team that in training doesn't look like they do in matches. You know, something Ronnie Dyla said was they need to find that joy again. They need to find that smile and play with that smile on their face. In training, they do. And it's competitive, but it's also like they're supporting one another. You get some good natured trash talk. It's been good. It's not coming out in games. Ask Brooks Lennon about that. And here's what he had to say after training today.
I think you're right. I think every day we train so hard and you see, you know, the positive spirits and you know, the work that we put in. And sometimes in games, you know, if we go down, you know, we kind of get a little deflated. So yeah, it's just trying to stay positive on game day. And that's kind of what Ronnie touched on this morning is when we go into the Benz, we need to feel like that's our home. You know, we can't feel like that's foreign territory. And yeah, you know, building, you know, our home with our fans and creating a good positive vibe in the stadium with, you know, the energy that we can get from 60,000 fans. And, you know, that should lead to 3 points and, you know, the least we can do is outwork the opponent. Like I said,
I think they're going to have to work to create that positive vibe in the building on Saturday. And I hate that that's the case, but that's what happens when a team has lost 3 in a row and had a couple of bad losses in that on the road. It's the nature of sport, right? You know, it's something that fan bases get frustrated. Fan bases get quiet in the stadium at times. Fan bases get anxious. Fan bases get fearful. Fan bases feel that pressure of a season potentially slipping away. Like Brooks said, you have to outwork the opponent. And I think they've done that in general this season. The Orlando game felt like the one that maybe they've been a little paralyzed by that fear in a way. But I think when the narrative is that the team doesn't care or that the team isn't working hard enough, that's foolish talk from the outside. That's not the case in this. And that's what's so frustrating about it. This is a team that should be doing more than they are. And it's just not happening at the moment. I asked Brooks as well in media today about, you know, he talked about how he likes to try to keep that positive attitude. I asked him how he avoids a situation like the team's in right now from affecting him negatively. Here's what Brooks had to say.
Just, you know, having positive influences around you. You know, I fall back on a lot of people that are in my inner circle, you know, my family, you know, my close friends, and understanding that, you know, we're playing soccer for a living. You know, we're not, going to war, or we're not doing anything where, you know, your life is at stake. And, you know, I do, like I said at the beginning, I do this because I love the game. And, you know, I enjoy the preparation and the steps it takes to be successful. So, you know, that's what it's all about, is how you endure the tough times. And, you know, ultimately, you know, in the end, you'll come out, you know, on top if you work as hard as, you know, you should work.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brooks a couple times mentioned the hard work, and I think we've seen that in training from this team. And now that's got to, I think, carry over in the right way into the games. I do want to talk about another aspect of it. Our own Joe Patrick asked Saba Lobjanidze, who also spoke after media today, about, you know, does it feel like it's a tactical issue? Is it something about that side of it? Here's what Saba had to say.
I don't think like tactic is a problem. I think like mentally we have to be better, you know. Yeah. And like, you know, soccer is a mental, you know, like if you're good here, like you can win the game, you know. So like we have to be prepared, like we have to prepare to have to be here good, you know. And I don't think like tactic is or something is like missing, you know. Like it's not just, you know, like we have to be stronger, you know, stronger mentality and be positive things. And yeah,
stronger mentality is definitely one, because it felt like things got away from them after the VAR intervention that led to the opening goal in Orlando, which I wasn't a big fan of, by the way, and spoke about it. I think it felt like an overreach from the VAR, and it does affect the game. It affects a team that's mentally a little weaker, and Atlanta United has been that. But in terms of outworking the opponents, I think at times when you're feeling pressure, when you're feeling anxiety, when you're feeling fearful on the field, you try to do too much. And I feel like that's showing up in a big way with Miguel Almiron right now. I didn't think he played well in Orlando. I think he's struggling to get going. And I look at the touches on the ball in this game against Orlando. Bartosz Szlich and Mateusz Klich had the most touches of any Atlanta United player with 68. McGee was second with 52. Brooks Lennon was the next with 46. I think your two best chance creators in this team are Brooks Lennon and Alexei Maranchuk. They need to be the ones that are on the ball more, especially in the attacking half. And I think you have to create the patterns at times, and players just have to also, again, try not to do too much in terms of positioning, but also in terms of being on the ball as much in deeper spots. You want them higher up the field. You want Miguel Almiron getting on the end of things going into goal, and you want Maranchuk or Lennon delivering those. You get Latte Lott back this weekend. That will help you. You've got to get started quickly in this game against Nashville, who won 7-2 over Chicago on the weekend. Doesn't make it any easier for Atlanta United. We'll be on the air starting at 1:30. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz will get you started with the Five Stripes countdown. Mike Conti and I will take over. Kickoff will be right before 3 o'clock, so a long pregame. And then it's Atlanta and Nashville. And then it's the unified match afterwards. Stick around at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for that. Support the Special Olympics team and their helpers. Always a fun time. And that's a team that gets their season started this weekend against Nashville. You can stay for free and watch it, or you can watch it on atlutd.com/live. Coming up next, it's a 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up next on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.